Intersection Moments with Barry Bussey.
Lawyer Philip R. Wood argues that as the priests of religion fall in esteem in our society, lawyers rise. Now, that is a curious thought, even for me as a lawyer. Mr. Wood recognizes that religion has had a profound role in the organization of life on the planet. But he suggests that religions retreat, especially in the West, from the public role and influence in government, in setting moral standards, and generally in the affections of the people, to a more private character, has left a gap. That gap, says Wood, will be best filled by law and lawyers. And I quote, "The law is the one universal secular religion which practically everybody believes in," he maintains. "It has no burdensome rituals like religion. There is no sacrifice, no prostrating before the law or uttering words of devotion or singing hymns." Further, he says that the law, unlike religion, has the advantage of changing, when necessary, its content in accordance with the will of the people. Mr. Wood is so confident about the role of law taking the place of religion that he says, "Law liberates us and makes it possible for us to do things in peace which otherwise we would never be able to do. It enables us to pursue happiness. It gives us the order and freedom to pursue a greater goal. We control it. The law is our servant, not our master. The law, at its best, is the most important ideology we have." I think Mr. Wood's high esteem of law taking the place of religion is overdone. Without a comprehensive understanding of the purpose and meaning of life, the law is simply an empty shell, motivated and controlled by those in power. Our history on this planet has shown us that that has never been a good thing.
You have been listening to Intersection Moments. Learn more at lawandreligion.org.